News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, US President Donald Trump called his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin crazy after Russia launched a deadly barrage of drones against Ukraine, even as the warring countries completed a large-scale prisoner exchange. At least 13 people were killed when Russia launched a record number of drones overnight to yesterday. And Dr. Jenny Mahers, Department of International Politics of Aberystwyth University, joins us this morning. Good morning to Jenny. Your read of what has happened, obviously Trump has changed his tone slightly towards Putin, has become a little bit more aggressive about it. But does that hold much weight, really, or does that have much meaning?
Well, it entirely depends on whether these words are followed up by any meaningful action. So far, what we've seen is a number of occasions recently when Trump has expressed irritation with Putin and with Russia for continuing the war, for not wanting a ceasefire and so on. But although Trump has threatened additional sanctions and other unnamed measures against Russia, nothing has transpired. So the administration has not been willing to take that step and translate words into action. So unless he's willing to do it now, really his sort of fit of temper on social media is not going to be very meaningful.
And Jenny, why do you think this is? Is it because he's quite half-hearted in his attempts at peacemaking? Is it because he doesn't particularly want to fall out with Putin? You know, is it because these are not bona fide, I suppose, US attempts actually at bringing the two sides together?
Well, there's probably a lot going on here. I think, you know, Trump clearly wanted a big win in terms of bringing this war to an end. He wanted a dramatic conclusion. He wanted to get credit
within
for something
24 hours, I believe he said after his
election. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, he's made all kinds of wild claims about how quickly he could deal with this. And of course, this is a protracted and complicated conflict, which doesn't have easy solutions to it. So that's been disappointing for him, shall we say, and frustrating. But also what we've seen throughout this sort of attempts to mediate this conflict has been a clear indication that Trump is much more interested and favorable towards the Russian side and much more sympathetic towards Putin and very, very critical and hostile towards Zelensky and the Ukrainians. Because even in this social media post where he criticizes Putin, he also at the same time criticizes Zelensky for things that Zelensky has said, sort of equating bombing civilians by Russia with Zelensky making statements. So I think we've seen, you know, some clear patterns here. Trump wants an easy win. He's not going to get an easy win. Is he losing patience? Is he going to walk away? Very probably he will, yes.
Yeah. And I think that probably is a very reasonable read of it. What would, in your view, change the situation here and bring the two sides together? If Russia is winning on the battlefield, the idea that it might want to make concessions doesn't seem very likely. So is the only way of stopping this now appeasing Russia and giving it what it wants if we were to see this end?
Well, the problem with that is that it probably wouldn't end. Even if Ukraine said yes to absolutely everything that Russia wanted, which is very unlikely, that's no guarantee that this would be the end of Russia's demands, because really what Russia wants is to essentially have control over Ukraine and to stop it from being an independent sovereign state. And that's quite an extreme position, but there's every evidence that this is what Putin plans.
So even if territory was conceded, even if there was no, I suppose, defense guarantees, even if NATO was off the table, the EU was off the table, even if all of that, Crimea, all of that was given to Russia as they have demanded, you think that wouldn't be enough?
No, it definitely wouldn't be enough. I think, and what we've seen is that the more that Putin gets concessions, the more he demands. And the only way he ever backs down is if he's confronted. And so really the only way to end this war without completely, you know, seeing the end of Ukraine would be actually to defeat Russia on the battlefield.
Okay. Look, thank you very much for joining us with that view this morning. That is Dr. Jenny Mahers, the Department of International Politics of Aberystwyth University.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.